Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Boston Red Sox pummeled the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 1 of the World Series. Uncharacteristic 3 errors in a single game for the otherwise disciplined Cardinals. Long series, the 7 games. I expect the Cardinals still to make a fight of it. I think I picked the Cardinals, even before we knew it was the Cardinals and the Sox. I think I picked the Cardinals. I'm feeling pretty iffy about that. I'll stick with it. I would prefer to see the Red Sox win. I really have a feeling this is going to go to Game 7. Those of you who, they really spanked them in Game 1. You know how baseball is, pitching matchups and all of that. 1982 Game 1 of the series, the then AL Milwaukee Brewers crushed the Cardinals. I want to say 11-0. Don't know if I'm right about that. I know it was a real spanking. And, of course, in 7 games, the Brewers would go on to lose that series. Just one of the reasons I hate the Cardinals. There are others. There are others. But I do think you are looking at the best 2 teams in baseball. I really do. And I think the Cardinals are going to start looking like it. But that was a pretty big loss. What I was surprised to learn, nine out of the last 10 World Series, the winner of Game 1 won the series. That is pretty surprising to me. That's a pretty long streak. I shouldn't say that, but pretty impressive. It's not a streak. 9 of the last 10. Pretty impressive that Game 1 is that big. We'll see what happens. I still think it's going to be competitive. I'll still predict that it's going to go to 7 games. I have a blast from the past for you. You know how things, trends come and trends go? You had, but now I'm talking political trends here. Remember the soccer mom? That was an important constituency during the Clinton years. And then you have the NASCAR dad. These things come and go, and they're usually overplayed when they're there, and then they get lost. There was one that goes all the way back to 1992. I wasn't sure what year this was, and I went and researched it. Politically speaking, do you remember what year 1992 politically what it was? It was the year of ... It was the year of the woman. 1992, a popular label attached to that year, as Wikipedia puts it, after the election of a number of female senators in the United States. And that is, let's see, the women of 1992, Patty Murray, or Carol Moseley Brown, Mikulski, Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer. I didn't realize Feinstein and Boxer were both that class of 92. I did not realize that. Here's something for you. What was considered the impetus for the year of the woman in politics in 1992? This was all over the place. How, boy, this baby, you finally have arrived. What was the impetus for all of these women getting elected in 1992, or so we were told? You know what? I'm going to see if anybody can get this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. What was the driving force behind, allegedly, I stress allegedly, behind all of those women getting elected? 1992 was the year that you were going to start seeing a real change in politics. You were going to see women more engaged, and the number of women elected to the Senate and other offices that year, that was going to be it. What was considered the impetus for all of those women running and winning elected seats in 1992? 406-1360. There is a relevant reason that I ask this. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. What was considered the impetus for Murray, Moseley, Braun, Mikulski, Feinstein, Boxer, and other women elected? Bill in Oconto, what was considered the impetus?
I believe it was Anita Hill.
Yeah?
Clarence Thomas.
What about it?
Just that people were speculating she was lying, or just, I don't know, the empowerment of women through that.
There. You just got it with the last part. That's exactly right. That Clarence Thomas and his alleged sexual harassment of Anita Hill was the impetus. See, I knew somebody would get it. The driving force behind the Year of the Woman in 1992. Well, why am I bringing this up? Because, no, it wasn't kitchen table issues. Because I believe they're going to try it in Wisconsin in 2014. I believe the Year of the Woman is the strategy that Democrats are employing in Wisconsin in 2014, and I want to make my case on that. First, you have Mary Burke. We are learning now that Mary Burke is an incredibly shallow, unqualified candidate for governor. And you wonder, other than her personal fortune, what it was that Mike Tate of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin saw. I mean, okay, she's a rich liberal, and that usually plays well with liberals. It's not. She is downright vacuous. Her answers are obscenely stupid. Well, why were they so hell-bent then? One, she's got the money to spend, too, and I said this from the start. She's a woman. They believe this war on women crap is going to turn into the Year of the Liberal Woman in Wisconsin. By the way, she said something else profoundly stupid the other day. What was it? Oh, she told the Wisconsin State Journal, Burke spoke at length about her views on education, citing public schools as a primary example of what role the government should have. If each individual family had to take on the role of educating their children, that would be much more difficult, Burke said. That's the role of government, where it can do things better as an organization than individuals can do on their own. Sounds like a lot like Melissa Harris-Perry on MSNBC. Boy, that one's going to stick. That one could be very effective. There's another thing, by the way, out there that I did not get to yesterday. On Tuesday, Progressive United endorsed Mary Burke. You may or may not know this, but Progressive United is Russ Feingold's front group. He stepped away from it because of his African gig right now. But that Progressives United, That's Russ Feingold's deal. As Right Wisconsin points out, this is amazing. Progressive United's vision statement reads, realizing a true democracy in which all Americans are fairly represented in the government, free of dominance by wealthy individuals or corporate interests. Mission statement. To stand up to the exploding corporate influence in our political system by organizing and amplifying the voices of those who believe that corporations have too much power, and by promoting solutions that ensure individual rights and democratic principles are upheld to the highest standards, even in the face of the lawless Citizens United Supreme Court decision. So they're anti-corporate, anti-wealthy, but they're okay with Mary Burke. Lovely. Here's other evidence that I think they're going to push this. Not a lot of people are paying attention, but they would have to flip only two state Senate seats to regain control of the Senate. It's 18-15. You pick off two of those, it's 17-16 the other way. Now, there are two Senate seats that they're targeting, and they have female candidates for both. One I consider vulnerable, the other I consider puzzling. Let's start with the first. Mike Ellis in the Fox Valley, Senate President. He is being challenged by State Representative Penny Bernard Schaber. Mike is vulnerable. Mike is vulnerable because conservatives aren't all that happy with him. He can be conservative on some things. He's very much a rhino on others. And a lot of times it seems as though it's all about Mike Ellis. There are some who believe that he should be challenged from the right. I'm not so sure about that. But Penny Bernard Schaber is going to be a difficult out for him to get, using the baseball metaphor. And I think they're going to pour, that the libs are going to pour a lot of money into that race. You already saw Planned Parenthood running ads, taking out of context a legislative incident, if you will, for want of a better term, where he's gaveling people into silence, completely distorting what happened there. This is their strategy. You got Burke, you got Shaber. Now, in the 9th district race, and those of you listening on WHBL Sheboygan know well that district, it had long, long been a Democratic district until 2002, and I was deep in the middle of that race. Joe Leibum defeated Jim Baumgart, the incumbent for that seat. Joe Leibum was an assembly representative at that time. Joe Leibum has gone on to be an extremely successful and popular Republican state senator in that area. It also includes some of Manitowoc County. He is being challenged by Martha Lanning. And it sounds as though she thinks she could raise a lot of money. And it sounds as though this is a race that might get a lot of attention. Joe won his seat last time with 70-some percent of the vote. However, she has a strong fundraising pass and thinks she can raise a lot of money. It appears Democrats feel they have a strong candidate to run against Joe Leibum in Sheboygan. I am dubious of this, but again, never take anything lightly. Although, I said Burke was formidable until she opened her mouth, and I shouldn't take her lightly because things can still change. I do not see Joe Leibum as even remotely vulnerable. But apparently they felt they had a candidate that they thought was attractive, and I don't mean that in the physical sense of the word, an attractive, I'm not saying she isn't, I'm saying that's not what I'm talking about, an attractive candidate to take on Joe. They need to flip two seats. I guess I don't see anyone vulnerable really in 2014 besides Mike Ellis, so they would pick a district where the candidate or the incumbent wasn't particularly vulnerable, but they thought they had a strong candidate who could raise a lot of cash and maybe attract a lot of cash. I find it hard to believe, though, that it's a coincidence that Ellis and Leibum, the only two so far, the only two Republicans who appear they're going to face a challenge in 2014. I know Dale Schultz faces a primary Republican challenge, but you know, forget that for a moment. But a serious challenger. You add in Burke, all three are women. I've warned this before. I don't think they're going to run against Act 10 at the legislative or the gubernatorial level. I don't think they can. I think they're going to make this all about the war on women. And people who do what I do for a living are going to be in the crosshairs. Any criticism of Shaber or Lanning or Burke is going to be misogyny, sexism, you name it. Now, the impetus in 1992 was Clarence Thomas. They believe the impetus here, although you know it wasn't a factor in 2012, is Rush Limbaugh and his comments, and that they will continue to push that, and that this war on women thing, that combined with, and this is the bigger issue here in Wisconsin, there has been abortion legislation in Wisconsin. If they believe that the most important thing to female voters is abortion, I think they're wrong. If they think they can obfuscate the success of the Walker administration with the war on women, I think they're wrong. That's what I would believe. We'll see. I am, however, intrigued by the Leibum challenger. I really am. Well, we need to take a look at something I just got in the email. I'll see if I can read it here in 3 minutes and share it with you. It's 9:50.
Jerry Bader Show.